Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. And with me here at the dais is Senator Ginny Burdick. We'll be joined by our other members shortly. We have a very full agenda, and our business today is hearing from many of you who are being appointed to full-time positions or boards and commissions that are extremely important to the state of Oregon. So the way we operate is we will call you up individually if you're being appointed to a position and it's just you, or if there is more than one person for the same position and board or commission, we'll call you up as a group. Some people will be joining us by telephone, including our very first person today. I will ask you to tell us very briefly, because obviously we have a lot of people to hear from, just tell us very briefly why you want to serve in this position and a little about your background, and then we'll open it up for questions from committee members. Don't be worried if we don't immediately vote on your appointment, because what we do is at the end of the hearing, we will have one big motion that will send all of your appointments to the floor of the Senate, and then tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, the full Senate will be convening and voting, hopefully to approve all of your good work on these positions. Okay, so good afternoon, Senator Farioli. Senator Ted Farioli is the vice chair of our committee. So I will begin by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Brad Hendershot to the Behavior Analysis Regulatory Board, and he will be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Brad Hendershot?
It is. Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and we just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Behavior Analysis Regulatory Board. With me here in the state capitol are our vice chair, Senator Ted Farioli, and Senator Ginny Burdick, and we're looking forward to hearing from you very briefly about your background and why you want to serve on this board.
Great. Okay, I'll get started. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Brad Hendershot, and I live and work in the Portland metro area. As you know, I've been nominated to serve on the Behavior Analysis Regulatory Board. So I would like to briefly review my background in autism, specifically, and why I'd like to serve on this particular board. I have over 18 years of experience working with individuals on the autism spectrum and their families. I have a classroom teacher, a speech-language pathologist, a licensed autism specialist, and most recently as an administrator with Columbia Regional Program in Portland, serving four counties. I teach several graduate courses on autism at Portland State University, and I'm a doctoral candidate at the University of Oregon in Educational Methodology, Policy, and Leadership. Now, my background is in special education, working in schools and classrooms with kids. And most children with autism are eligible for specialized services mandated by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. But there's another set of services available to children with autism, typically paid for via private health insurance, and that is center and home-based applied behavior analysis. And that is most often provided under the direction of a board-certified behavior analyst, or BCBA. Now, many children in Oregon receive both special education services and private center-based ABA. My belief is that it's in the best interest of children and families when school-based professionals and private ABA providers work together in mutual respect and understanding. I firmly believe that we can achieve better outcomes for our kids by coordinating our efforts. So as a member of this board, I hope that I can play a role in building bridges and bringing these two professional communities closer together. Additionally, as demand for ABA services rises in Oregon, I want to help ensure that we have an adequate number of highly skilled, well-trained providers in place to meet the needs of children and families in Oregon. So I was asked to be concise, so I'll conclude my statements here, and I'm certainly happy to answer any questions that the subcommittee might have.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve, and you are actually our first person that we've heard from today, so you're setting a good example. Members, did you have any questions for Mr. Hendershot? Okay, Brad, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and voting on it by the full Senate will occur tomorrow. So thank you very much for serving, and we'll let you go.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, I'll close that public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Representative Betty Comp and Kelsey Martin to the Board of Trustees of Western Oregon University, if you'd both like to come forward. And I think according to our protocol here, we'll let our colleague, Representative Comp and good friend, go first.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and committee. For the record, my name is Betty Comp, and I live at 885 Garfield Street in Woodburn. And I am here to hopefully accept the appointment to the Board of Trustees at Western Oregon University. It's an honor to go home. Western is my alma mater, and also the first thing that I ever did in politics was be a school board member. And so I can't wait to get to the other side of the table and help these independent colleges, particularly small colleges, be very successful. And that's all, folks.
Great. Thanks. I think we'll hold questions till we've heard from both of you.
Hello, my name is Kelsey Martin. I would like to start by saying thank you for having me here today. I was born and raised in Central Oregon and recently made the move over the mountain to Monmouth to continue my educational goals. I will be a junior at Western Oregon University pursuing a degree in exercise science with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy. I've had the opportunity to work on many different departments throughout campus, from student engagement to ambassadors. This has really allowed me to grow and learn with the students at Western and learn about our university, be able to interact with them, engage on them, and with many different levels. The Board of Trustees would allow me to continue to serve the students at Western in our local community. I hope to make a positive impact on our university and continue to make it a place for students to prosper and succeed. So thank you again for having me here.
Great. Thank you both. And did we have any questions for Representative Comp or for Ms. Martin? Okay, I don't see any questions, but Representative Comp, I would just point out to you that they say when you retire from one job, you're not supposed to accept anything else for a year while you're easing into well, prioritizing how you want to spend your time, but I know you well enough to know that you're probably going to have a hard time fending up the many, many people who are going to want you to do all sorts of great things, and this is obviously the first of many.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your comments. And yes, I don't sit still well at all.
Okay, thank you both.
Thank you.
And I'll close that public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Amy Reese to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, and she'll be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Amy Reese?
Yes, it is.
Hi. Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Here in the State Capitol with me are our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer and Ginny Burdick, and just joining us is Senator Brian Boquist. I've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. So if you could just very briefly tell us why you would like to serve on this board and your background, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, for the opportunity to speak with you today. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person today.
No problem.
I'm Dr. Amy Reese, and I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I'm an Associate Professor of Counseling Psychology at Lewis and Clark College Graduate School of Education and Counseling. We have master's programs covering mental health counseling, addictions, marriage and family therapy, school counseling, and school psychology. Because of my own training and background, as well as my teaching and supervision experience, I'm familiar with training standards and ethical codes across multiple professions within mental health. I've been a professor for 15 years, and prior to that, have experience working as a counselor and school psychologist in mental health agencies and schools with clients from diverse backgrounds and ranging in age from preschoolers to adults. I've been a licensed professional counselor in Oregon since 2004. I'm interested in serving on the licensing board because I believe that the board's consumer protection role is vital to fulfilling the ethical and legal responsibilities of counselors and therapists. I'm looking forward to collaborating with the other board members and the work of the board should my nomination be approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Reese, for your willingness to serve on this important assignment. Did we have any questions for Dr. Reese? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go back to your day, and we'll be acting on your appointment in committee at the close of our hearing, and then the full Senate will be voting tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Katie Koba as the director of the Department of Administrative Services. She will also be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Katie Koba?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Katie.
Good afternoon, and this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. I think you know the other members of our committee who are all here. And I just opened a hearing on your appointment as the director of the Department of Administrative Services. So if you could just tell us a little about your background and why you would like to serve in this important position.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Katie Koba. I'm a resident of Salem, Oregon, and I'm currently the director of the Oregon Department of Agriculture. I am coming before you today for your consideration and confirmation as director of the Department of Administrative Services. I have served in state government for 31 years, and many of you know my work in the past 13 and a half years as the director of the Department of Agriculture. I would say I have two passions in my public service. The first is agriculture. Certainly it's where I come from growing up in Pendleton, Oregon, and my family being very active in farming and ranching. But my second passion in public service is that indeed of public service. My family has also been involved for many, many years in public service, and I have two exemplary role models in my parents, Mike and Jill Thorne. And so when the governor asked me to consider this new position as director of DAS and chief operating officer for the state of Oregon, the first question I asked is, what are you looking for? And the answer was someone who could be an ambassador for public service. And I knew in the course of that conversation that I felt an obligation to take on this next opportunity. I know in visiting with several of you, there are certainly challenges with this opportunity, but I'm hoping that I can bring my experience in state government and what I've been able to accomplish and hopefully bring that to this agency as well as to the enterprise of state government to help make the state of Oregon yet again a better place for all of us in the work that we do. And so that is why I am indeed in front of you today for consideration and your support in this new role for me.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking on, I'd say, even a more challenging assignment than the challenging one that you've performed so well. So let me see if there are any questions for Ms. Koba. Yes, Senator Boquist has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Katie, I just wanted to apologize for missing your phone call. I know we were scheduled to talk. And the second thing is, if you have recovered from your brain injury and deciding you really want to do this, I am fine with it.
Senator, first of all, I was afraid you were going to say something that it was probably a DAS telephone that you were trying to make a call on.
No, I just think you're nuts, but that's okay.
Well, some may say the same for you as serving as state representative.
We've had this discussion before, Madam Director.
Okay, well, any other questions? Okay, I don't see any other questions for you. I'll just comment that I think this is going to be a great time to be coming on board. This agency obviously underlies all of the very important work that all the state agencies do, and you have performed so well at the Department of Agriculture. And just on a lighter note, I know that you were at the Pendleton Roundup when we spoke last week, that's the town that you come from, so I know you're going to bring a statewide perspective, and so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing and voting with the full Senate tomorrow. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll let you go. And I'll close the public hearing. And next, open a public hearing on the appointment of Nakia Daniels as the Director of Affirmative Action, if she would like to come forward. And then just so you'll know who's next we'll be calling the Commission for Women Appointees. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum.
So if you'd like to just briefly tell us about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, for the opportunity to address you today. My name, for the record, is Nakia Council Daniels, and I currently live in Sublimity, Oregon, in the 5th District. I'm coming before you today as a candidate for appointment to the Office of Diversity and Inclusion on Governor Kate Brown's staff. I'm a proud veteran, married to a career United States Army service member. I believe entirely in the work of affirmative action, equal employment opportunity, diversity, equity, and equal access. And I've spent my life and career advocating on even the smallest level for equity and inclusion, and would be proud to use my knowledge, skills, and perspectives to serve on Governor Brown's staff and for all Oregonians in this regard.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you very much for taking on this position. I know that you will be heading up a capable team, and it's a very important one. Any questions?
Thank you for your service.
Yes, definitely. Okay, then we'll let you go. Thank you, Ms. Daniels. And I will close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Nikki Fisher and Adrian Oakes to the Commission for Women. Adrian will be joining us by phone, so we might as well get her up first. And Ms. Fisher, if you want to just sit tight for a moment. Hi, is this Adrian Oakes?
Good afternoon. Yes, this is Adrian.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules and Executive Appointments Committee, and Senator Ted Ferrioli, our Vice Chair, is here with me in Salem, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Ginny Burdick. We've just opened a hearing on the Governor's appointment of you to the Commission for Women, so we'd like to hear from you very briefly about why you'd like to serve and a little about your background.
Thank you, and I thank you very much for considering me as a candidate for service with the Oregon Commission for Women, and I also thank you for accommodating my request to participate by telephone. For the record, my name is Dr. Adrian Oakes, and I live in Tualatin, Oregon. I'm from the East Coast, and that's where I obtained an undergraduate degree in agriculture business from Delaware State University. And while interning at the U.S. Department of Agriculture at about the age of 20, I learned that there were just a few women with doctorate degrees in agriculture economics. One was my mentor, and I set out to be the third. And although I changed my focus slightly, I did earn a PhD in agriculture education with a focus in youth development at the age of 29 from Penn State University. And along the way, I developed an interest in and also studied social justice. I examined the distribution of wealth, opportunities, privilege, within societies, both rural and urban differences, gender disparities, and I also studied the effects of poverty on women. My work history includes a brief stint working toward ethnic and gender equity at Penn State and served as an adjunct instructor at a liberal arts college in Iowa. After that, I made the decision to become a full-time mother for 10 years to raise our three children. And during that time, I pursued entrepreneurial activities, including founding an international women's organization and co-founding a consulting company with my husband, who I met at graduate school at Penn State. I re-entered the formal workforce as a manager at Oregon Health and Science University, working both for the university and the hospital, where I honed my business acumen. I've been employed with OHSU since 2008. I've always been involved in causes designed to support women. To name a few, I served 8 years as a team leader for a faith-based program that meets weekly inside the Coffee Creek Correctional Institution for Women in Wilsonville. Since 2006, I've held a leadership position in PEO, which is an international philanthropic education organization for women. I've also been a national speaker on topics of motherhood and parenting. I'm seeking an appointment to the State of Oregon Commission for Women because this would be a significant and meaningful way for me to participate in civic life. I'm very interested in sharing my passion, education, experience, in advocating for women's issues in Oregon. As outlined in their goals, I wholeheartedly agree with the guiding principles and the bios of the commission. I'm hopeful that I'm favorably voted on, and I look forward to assuming the duties and responsibilities of this important position. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for your willingness to serve. And committee members, are there any questions for Ms. Oakes? Okay, Adrian, I don't see any questions for you. We do have one other appointee who we're about to hear from here in person, so you're welcome to stay on the line if you'd like to hear her testimony, or we can let you go if you need to.
I am watching online, so I'd be happy with hanging up and continuing to listen and hear on the online version.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we'll hear from Nikki Fisher.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. My name is Nikki Fisher, and I'm excited and thrilled to be considered for the Oregon Commission for Women. I was born and raised in East Portland, Oregon, with a small stint in Florida. I'm currently the executive director of the Oregon Bus Project, a nonpartisan organization that gets young people active and engaged in politics. Previously, I was chief of staff to Senator Gelser, and prior to this position, I worked at a civil rights organization in Florida for 4 years. My hope is that I can bring a unique perspective to the board, being a young advocate. I'm great at building networks, supporting people, facilitating access to information and resources, and standing up for those who often don't have a voice in our state. As a constituent service contact while I was in the legislature, I understood how oftentimes it was difficult for individuals to have information and resources necessary to get basic assistance, such as housing, legal help, food, education, and essentials. I hope to provide a voice to help advocate for women who are in the need of assistance, representation, and a voice. Thank you so much for your consideration. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you very much for taking this on along with, I know, many volunteer activities and a busy professional life. Having served on the Commission for Women myself, I know you're going to find it very valuable and interesting. Do we have any questions for Ms. Fisher?
No, you and I both have a lot of experience with her on the campaign for finance reform, and I found her to be quite professional. And from my side, saying I think she's about as level-headed as they get.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Okay, well, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go, and thank you very much. So I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Don Mazziotti and Willie Schaffer to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. And Willie Schaffer will be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Willie Schaffer?
It is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and we've just opened a hearing on your appointment and that of Donald Mazziotti to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. So if you would like to tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve, the senators and I will look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and senators. My background, I have suffered from substance abuse for many years. I am in recovery. In December, I will have 13 years clean and sober. I work in the field of substance abuse counseling for Central City Concern with in Portland, Oregon. I've worked with the Paul Treatment Centers as well. And try to stay very active in the community, doing outreach, working with individuals that are in different stages of substance abuse, use, and abuse. It is a passion of mine, and I look at it as a gift and an honor to be able to give back to those that suffer from active addiction, as well as helping to try to educate and provide information for those people that don't have an understanding of the effects of alcohol and drug use, some of the policies and the different degrees to which it affects families and the community as well.
Okay, well, great. We're glad that you're willing to bring your experience and your professional qualifications to this important commission. Do we have any questions for Mr. Schaffer? Okay, Willie, I don't see any questions for you. We do have Mr. Mazziotti to hear from, so you're welcome to either monitor that on your computer or just stay on the line and you'll be able to hear.
I will stay on the line. Thank you.
Perfect.
Again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Right, thank you.
Okay, and now we'll hear from Donald Mazziotti.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. My name is Don Mazziotti. I am a resident of West Slope, Oregon, in Multnomah County. I'm trained as a lawyer, planner, and economist, and I have served in executive policy positions and policy oversight positions at state, federal, and local levels. I've been privileged to serve the state of Oregon as chief technology officer at one point in time, and I think I've probably testified in front of members of this committee before. I'm pleased to be here because over the past several years, I've been a member, active member, of the Youth Empowerment Committee of the Multnomah County Public Health Department. The focus of that committee is on youth and substance abuse. And in that position, I have learned a great deal about both. I've also come to understand from my 15-year-old and 18-year-old girls the challenges that they face at school and elsewhere with regard to substance abuse issues. I'm very familiar with both the OHA and OLCC rules having to do with alcohol and various substances, and I believe that I could contribute to this committee.
Great. We're glad you're willing to take this on.
Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Mazziotti? Okay, well, I was just going to comment that I think when I first met you, you were our state coordinator for Y2K.
That is correct.
I don't know if that makes you a millennial.
That is correct.
But we survived it, so no, it doesn't.
I brought you through.
Right. Right. It's just a memory. Okay, well, thank you very much
for
this position. And thank you again, Mr. Schaffer. We'll let you go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Laura Benedict to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council. And after we've heard from her, we'll be hearing from Brian Whiteside. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
My name is Laura Benedict, and I'm honored to be a nominee for the State Apprenticeship and Training Council. I'm going to go way back, but I promise I'll be brief, and it's relevant. I grew up in Northeast Portland, and I'm a proud third-generation graduate of Grant High School. Growing up in a single-mom household, living in apartments my whole life, I never had the exposure to really working with tools or learning how to fix things. After graduation, I went the college route, like most people do, but I pretty much didn't have a clue nor the means necessary to succeed. So I did the next best thing and joined the Army. Sorry, I'm nervous. I returned to Portland 4 years later and tried to tackle the college education again. And I didn't really have a clear vision until that fateful day that OPB broadcasted a show on the trades. Forgive the pun, but the light bulb came on, and I knew I was meant to be an electrician. Been an electrician with IBEW Local 48 for 23 years now, and for 14 years, I've been an instructor at the NECA IBEW Electrical Training Center. The last 4 years also serving as the assistant training director. I'm passionate about apprenticeship and all of the things that it can offer. I've seen it change my life and also the lives of many of my current and former apprentices. I don't think there's enough information out there about the opportunities available with apprenticeship, and especially for women and inner city youth. So as a member of the council, I look forward to joining in the effort to increase participation in apprenticeship throughout Oregon, and also making sure that these programs are providing a quality education through consistent standards. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. for your willingness to add this to a list of a lot of great work that you've done. Do we have any questions for Ms. Benedict?
Get more people involved.
Trying.
More vocational skills.
Yes, I agree.
Madam Chair.
Yes, I was wondering if you would bring up you share something with Ms. Benedict, I believe.
Oh, yes.
An alma mater?
Yes, ma'am. Fellow Grand Canyon. What I was about to ask whether or not the folks at the council will become aware of how successful the career technical education programs in rural Oregon have become by focusing on the trades. Mm-hmm. We've gone in Baker County from a dropout rate that is about statewide average or a bit better, and attendance rates that were dropping. That was prior to the addition of career technical education that focuses on building trades and medical technologies. Mm-hmm. We now in that community have 97 or better percent attendance rates and a 98 or better percent graduation rate. And it's attributable almost exclusively to the interest kids show in learning the trades or learning the skills that will lead directly to a career.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Electrical work, in plumbing, in masonry, in carpentry, in CNA medical technologies, in ag, it's all the stuff we used to have in shop and industrial arts that we got rid of for some reason. But I hope that there's a strong commitment among the Apprenticeship and Training Council members to connecting with CTE programs statewide.
Well, Senator Farrelly and Chair Rosenbaum, I certainly make it one of my missions to improve the apprenticeship programs throughout the state and get more knowledge out there that this needs to be in the school. There's a whole set of school kids who, you know, don't need to go to college, aren't necessarily meant for college. Doesn't mean they're not smart. It means they have different skills and important skills. So, and that's not being fulfilled at the moment.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. And we'll be acting on this at the close of the hearing.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Brian Whiteside to the State Aviation Board. And after we've heard from him, we'll be calling Laurel Ashland.
He doesn't look like a pilot.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Brian Whiteside. I'm here as a small business owner and a pilot. I'm here to support the community and help make the transition into this future world based on my background and the current work that I do. I've been flying since I was 14 years old, and we're seeing a lot of change and transitions. Obviously, we all hear about the world of drones, and that's clearly what the big part of our future is going to be. My business works with drones. I serve the community as the president of the Cascade chapter of AUVSI, which is our trade association. We represent Oregon and Washington. And I'm also active in the test ranges and the development of the community here in Oregon. On the board, we've got a lot of opportunities to help bring this community together, to help both the manned and unmanned communities understand what aviation is going to be like in the coming years. And by being a part of this board, in my background and unique experience, both on the manned side and on the unmanned side, I hope to help make that transition happen.
Great. Did we have any questions for Mr. Whiteside? Okay, I don't see any. So thank you again for your willingness to take this on, and we'll let you go.
Thank you very much.
I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Laurel Ashland to the Commission for the Blind, and after we've heard from her, we'll be calling Paula Hayes. Good afternoon. And
good afternoon, Madam Chair,
and your patience.
Thank you. My name is Laurel Hudson, and I'm honored to be a candidate for the Oregon Commission for the Blind. Although I first moved to Oregon in 1995 to attend college, I later transferred and graduated from Northern Arizona University. Through several job promotions, I worked in Washington State and New Mexico for a few years when I realized I truly missed Oregon. The air, the scenery, the lifestyle, the people, especially the people. In 2007, I planted my roots for the second time in Portland and have made a lot of great connections in our lovely city. I enjoy gardening in our new house, going to the beach with my husband, and eating my way through Portland. The reason I am an exceptional candidate for the commission is how my mom raised me. My mom has her master's degree in education, and prior to her retirement, was a speech pathologist for children with disabilities. Of all the populations she worked with during her 20-plus year career, she said the blind teacher and students opened her eyes to see the world in new ways. My mom instilled in me that everyone should have equal rights to education, equal opportunities in the workplace, and all people should be treated with respect and dignity. Seeing my mom in the classroom and knowing she helped children overcome obstacles was extremely moving. It empowered me to do the same in my workplace. At my previous employer, I was fortunate to work with employees who needed extra coaching and support while at work. A lot of managers fear hiring someone who is not like them or think that if an employee has extra challenges, they won't have time to coach them. I wanted to prove to my co-managers that everyone deserves an opportunity, and it is our job to provide the tools to make each employee successful, and I did. With my background in customer service as well as my experience of working with people from all walks of life, I feel I would be a contributing addition to the commission. I will bring a lot of joy with me and will always have an honest and open mind. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you very much for your willingness to serve on the commission. Do we have any questions for Ms. Ashland?
Thank you.
Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again. And I'll close the public hearing. And next, open a public hearing on the appointment of Paula Hayes to the Oregon Business Development Commission. After we've heard from her, we'll be calling Robert Ball. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. Thank you very much for your time. My name is Paula Hayes. I'm a resident of Beaverton, Oregon, and I also own a small manufacturing business called Hunoir LLC, also located in Beaverton. I'm honored and humbled to be here before you all today as a nominee to the Oregon Business Development Commission. To share just a little bit about my background, I have a Bachelor's of Science degree from Lewis and Clark College, where I currently serve on the Board of Trustees. I earned a Master's of Business Administration degree while working full-time as a research and development chemist some years ago. Professionally, I have over 24 years of business experience spanning over six industries. And in 2009, I decided to leverage both my experience and my education to start my own venture, making cosmetics and manufacturing and distributing them right here in Oregon. Along the way, as my business has been growing, I've had the pleasure to serve in the business community on several panels and numerous committees concerning business in the state of Oregon, and I've met some really incredible people along the way. I think doing that in addition to growing my business is extremely important, and it's a great way for me to serve my community with my experience. When I was approached about this particular commission, one of the first things I did was I wanted to do my homework. And when I looked at the mission of Business Oregon, its mission to create, retain, and expand and attract business, as well as supporting economic opportunities for Oregonians and entrepreneurs, really spoke to me. And it's for that reason that I'd be honored to serve on the Oregon Business Development Commission. And I'd like to thank you all for your time.
Great. Well, thank you. Were there any questions for Ms. Hayes?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Only an inquiry about the name of the product line.
Sure. So I am a science geek at heart, and I love color. So hue obviously speaks to shades, and noir in Spanish is, noir in French is actually means black, and black in science is the inclusion of all color. That's how you get to that color. So.
Wow.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Any other questions?
Well, unfortunately, being the revenuer on the committee and expecting a downturn, we need you to create even more jobs, okay?
I would love to do that. I'm expected to add three more by the end of this year. So.
Okay, I don't see any other questions, so thank you, especially because it sounds like you're extremely busy running your own business for taking this on. It's very important.
Thanks very much.
Thanks again, and I'll close the public hearing, and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Robert Ball to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. After we've heard from him, we'll be calling Modesta Minther. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Chair Rosenbaum and fellow members of the committee, my name is Robert Ball. Thank you very much for having me here. I'm a native Oregonian. I grew up outside of Astoria, Oregon, and graduated from high school as a Napa logger. I went down to the University of Oregon, and that's where I started my career in real estate. I'm currently the chief executive officer and owner of Robert Ball Companies. We've developed over 1,000 units of both residential and commercial property, mostly in the Portland area, downtown Portland, in the Pearl District. I've also served as a reserve police officer for the city of Portland for over 20 years and hold the rank of commander. I really looked, was excited about getting this nomination for the chair of the Criminal Justice Commission because I really felt it would give me the opportunity to use the skills that I've learned in my business career and in my volunteer work in a useful way to serve the all of the citizens of the state of Oregon. In my business career, I've always had to create a vision and a plan to achieve that vision, thoughtfully assemble teams, and execute those plans to the finish. As a reserve police officer, I've actually had to arrest people and take them to jail. I've had to testify in court and have been through that system. I've come into contact with people that are on probation and parole, and I've seen both the joys and the sadness of police work. And so I'm really excited about, again, taking all of the skills and things I've learned over the years and serving all of the citizens beyond just the city of Portland in this role. So thank you very much.
Great. Well, thank you. Did we have any questions for Mr. Ball?
I don't
see any questions for you. I'll just say that it sounds like between your business and your reserve police commander activities, we're already very busy, so it is great that you have time to fit in one more thing, and this is a very important commission.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Modesta Minthorn to the State Board of Education. After we've heard from her, we'll be calling Kay Erickson. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Senator Rosenbaum and senators. My name is Modesta Minthorn. I come from Eastern Oregon, and I'm an enrolled member of the Umatilla tribes. I'm a nominee for the State Board of Education. I have 29 years of experience in the educational field in some form or another. I've been able to work with youth in AmeriCorps programs, at the university level, in the admissions office. I've been a language teacher for our local school at Nihyawe Community School, and I currently serve as our education director for the Umatilla tribes. I've learned over the 29 years that education is a collaborative effort, and I've learned that, you know, we've had to collaborate with federal, state, and local agencies, all the way down to parents and siblings and everybody else, and I feel that this is a good opportunity for me to extend my experience, and I'm very honored to be able to serve the state of Oregon in this capacity. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for being willing to serve. Did we have any questions for Ms. Minthorn?
No, the board certainly can use your help.
Okay. I don't see any other questions for you, so thank you again. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Kay Erickson as the director of the Employment Department. And after we've heard from her, we'll be hearing by telephone from the next person. Hi.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferriola, who is absent for the moment, and members of the committee. My name is Kay Erickson, and I'm the governor's nominee for the director of the Oregon Employment Department. Thank you for your time today. I do appreciate the opportunity to appear before the committee. I have been in the workforce for over 35 years, working full-time since I was 22 years old and freshly graduated from the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay. I've spent about half of my career working in the private sector, mostly in the printing industry, and my private sector jobs have primarily been in privately held family-owned businesses in Kansas and here in Oregon.
I've lived in Oregon since 1993 and began the public service portion of my career about 17 years ago. I started with the Department of Administrative Services as a manager in the state's printing and mailing centralized facility, and spent a total of 12 years at DAS in various roles. I spent 4 years at the Department of Consumer and Business Services as their chief financial officer and a member of the exec team there. And just prior to this current position, back at DAS, I was the state budget manager, responsible for the team of policy and budget analysts who provide counsel and support to the governor and executive branch leaders. I have been serving as the employment department director since January this year, and in the past 8 months, I have been impressed and inspired by the team members who demonstrate every day a clear line of sight and commitment to the mission of the organization, and that's to support business and promote employment. The passion of our partners for this work is also very evident. Federal, state, and local agencies and policymakers, our community colleges and universities, local workforce development boards, Oregon businesses, community-based organizations, and job seekers alike. My experience so far has confirmed that finding solutions to workforce issues is dependent upon our knowledge of local economies, labor markets, employers, education and training opportunities, demographics, and talent availability. And to be effective, statewide policies and plans must address the local region's strengths and weaknesses. So I am certain we can continue to build upon and strengthen our collaboration with our many and diverse partners, and I am committed to serving all Oregonians in every part of the state. So in closing, I have successfully managed within profit-driven and policy-driven organizations. I understand that a skilled workforce is essential in both worlds, and I believe my experience in private and public sectors, background in financial management, focus on customer service, and collaborative leadership approach will bring a broad perspective to the employment department that is both welcome and needed. So with that, I'd like to thank you for your consideration of my nomination.
Okay, thank you very much. And my understanding is you have been working at the agency for some time since the beginning of the year. I think some of us saw you in this capacity as an acting director during the short session in February. So
yes,
so you've had time to get to know the agency and a lot of the people that work there. So do we have any questions for Ms. Erickson? Senator Lundquist?
I just want to remind you that it might seem good right now, but being once again the doomer and revenuer here, there will be an economic downturn, and your life is going to get very hectic then, very suddenly. And I think, as you know and your department is working on, we have to overcome our present workforce participation rate and try to get more people into the workforce. And of course, that's somewhat job creation on the other side, but we continue to have our own college graduates exported out of the state. So you have a you've had a good interim period of about 6 or 7 or 9 months, and it's probably going to get rather challenging here very shortly.
Absolutely, Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Boquist, I appreciate that comment, and I look forward to your input as we enter into those challenging times, because indeed they will come again.
Yes.
Okay. I don't. Senator Beyer?
Well, we've heard enough from Commissioner or Senator Sunshine.
Lee, I'll switch revenue with you any day of the week. You can have it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for continuing in this position, and we'll let you go.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Christopher Chapman to the State Board of Denture Technology. He'll be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Christopher Chapman?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. And here with me in Salem are Senators Lee Beyer and Senator Brian Boquist. And we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Board of Denture Technology. So just very briefly, tell us why you'd like to serve in this position.
Well, Senators, I really appreciate this opportunity. I do apologize that I couldn't make it in person. But having been in the industry now for about 18 years, I've been licensed for 14 years. I've been around the industry long enough that I feel like that I've gained enough experience and competency in working with the public that I feel like I've got a really good handle on how to best treat and handle these patients. I have served with or worked with several denturists now. Both of whom were very active at the state level, one of whom was gave several years in service with the Board of Denture Technology. And, you know, seeing what they were able to give back to the state based on their experience is something that I've always felt like that I could do and needed to do. I've been active in our state association as denturists for a number of years and currently are sitting in a position as the president-elect, and I feel like I need to take the next step, and that is to sit on the board so they can better prepare me to serve at a state level and to lead our association. I'm really looking forward to being considered.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being willing to take this on. Do we have any questions for Mr. Chapman? Okay, Chris, I don't see any questions for you, so we will be acting on your appointment in committee at the close of today's hearing, and then the full Senate will be voting on it tomorrow morning.
Okay, I appreciate the time, so
great.
Thank you very much.
We'll let you go and enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Stephen Bell, Liliana Jimenez, and Maureen Wolf to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. While they're coming forward, the next appointee will be Lisa Umscheid. Good afternoon. Thanks, everybody, for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And whichever of you wants to go first, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Maureen Wolf, and I serve on the Oregon School Boards Association Board of Directors and am board chair for the Tigard-Tualatin School District. While I've been engaged in education for over 20 years, I'm not an educator. My professional background is in accounting and finance and program management. However, over these past two decades, I've had the privilege of working closely with outstanding educators as part of my career in professional and volunteer activities. I have always believed that knowledge is power and that public education should be held to the highest standards so that each child will achieve his or her potential. I am proud of the strategic plan that was recently completed by Tigard-Tualatin School District. While the plan includes achievement targets, much of the plan addresses instructional practices, professional development, and how we hire and retain highly skilled instructors. I fully understand the critical role of effective teachers and what they do for a student's educational experience. I have much to learn about the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, but look forward to my own learning opportunities and am eager to contribute to the organization. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and fellow senators. My name is Stephen Bell, and I reside in Philomath, Oregon. I am honored to be a nominee to serve as a commissioner for the Teachers and Standards and Practice Commission. I'm in my 20th year as a public school educator, and I'm currently in my ninth year as principal at Philomath Middle School. I'm interested in serving as a commissioner for the Teachers Standards and Practice Commission because I believe that our educators have a tremendous influence on the future of Oregon. Schools are the social and emotional center for children and their families. This can be an extremely positive experience, foster long-term rewards, and create a healthy community. As a public school educators, it is our responsibility to do all we can to foster positive student and community outcomes, and it is extremely important for those that are granted and maintain an Oregon educator license to have high expectations and standards. And for thus, I'm honored to be a nominee for the Teacher Standards and Practice Commission.
Must have done that last year. Great. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and senators. I'm very excited to be here. I just want you to know that. So my name is Liliana Jimenez. I was born in Bucaramanga, Colombia, and I have lived in Oregon for the last 20 years, ever since I was invited to be an exchange teacher. At an early age, I knew I wanted to become a teacher, and I knew I loved languages. English was my favorite in French. In Colombia, I attended a special secondary school, Escuela Normal, that provides special training for teaching candidates, including pedagogy, teaching techniques, and children's psychology, as well as early classroom experience. After graduation, I entered university to become a languages teacher. I worked in Colombia as an English and bilingual teacher for 6 years before having the great opportunity to come to Oregon and work as a volunteer Spanish teacher, where I worked for 3 years. In 1999, I was hired by the Forest Grove School District, where I am still teaching and working. In 2002, I graduated from Portland State with a master's in bilingual education. I worked as a first grade bilingual teacher in a self-contained classroom for 15 years. This experience gave me the great pleasure of teaching literacy in both languages. In 2014, I earned a reading endorsement from Western Oregon University to refine my skills as a literacy teacher. Since then, I have been working as a reading specialist and a Title I teacher with additional responsibilities. Last year, I was very fortunate to be part of the TSPC committee addressing the dyslexia law, HB 2412, and I'm currently part of the ODEC committee addressing the law, SB 612, also regarding dyslexia. I'm currently taking classes to be certified as a dyslexia specialist. I would like to participate in this commission because I feel that TSPC has a crucial role in ensuring the quality of education in Oregon, and I know I have the necessary knowledge and skills for this commission. Thank you very much.
Great. Well, thank you all three for bringing excellent and diverse backgrounds to this important assignment. Do we have any questions for these good folks? Okay. I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you and be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. And I'll close this public hearing, and next I will open a public hearing on the appointment of Lisa Umscheid to the Employment Relations Board, and our next appointee will be by phone. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Lisa Umscheid, and I live in Salem. I am presently privileged to serve as one of the state's own labor and employment lawyers at the Oregon Department of Justice, where I've been for about 4.5 years. Before that, I worked for 20-plus years as a management-side labor and employment lawyer in both the private and public sectors, including serving as the labor and employment lawyer for Metro, the regional government in the Portland area. As a longtime and very dedicated advocate for the management side in employment law and labor matters, I know how vital the Employment Relations Board is to the orderly functioning of the labor management relationship throughout public employment in the state, and thus it's vital to the provision of public services to Oregonians. When both labor and management know that they will be fully heard by a fair and neutral board and will receive prompt, fair, and well-reasoned opinions resolving their disputes, all Oregonians are well served. I would be very honored to serve on the board and to add my experience and background to the board. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Do we have any questions for Ms. Umscheid? Senator Beyer.
You strongly emphasize your management side practice and all that. I assume you feel you can be fair in dealing with the issues?
Yes, and I should emphasize it, although my career has been in representing employers and management in labor and employment matters, I also know as an advocate for my own side how important it is that when all parties appear before the board, they feel fully heard and they receive a neutral hearing and receive a fair and neutral opinion on their disputes. So, yes, I do understand that, Senator. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. I don't see any other questions for you. So, well, thank you for your willingness to take on this position and be acting on it at the end of today's hearing.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Marcia Grail to the Energy Facility Siting Council, and she'll be joining us by phone. And after we've heard from her, we'll be calling Katie Jeremiah. Hi, is this Marcia Grail?
This is Marcy, yes.
Marcy, hi. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, and I'm the chair of the Senate Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Here in Salem with me are Vice Chair Senator Ted Farioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer and Senator Ginny Burdick. And we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Energy Facility Siting Council. So could you please go ahead and tell us briefly about your background and why you want to serve in this position?
Yes, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators of the Committee. For the record, my legal name is Marcia Lynette Grail, but I'm known as Marcy, and want to thank the Governor for the nomination to the Energy Facility Siting Council. I apologize for not being able to attend in person, but I have the honor of representing the IBEW Local 125 as a delegate to our 39th International Convention in St. Louis. As a resident of Rainier who travels extensively throughout Central and Eastern Oregon, I see the efforts firsthand that communities with the leadership of legislators are putting forth on economic development throughout our state. I grew up in West Virginia and have lived in Oregon for over 20 years now, and there's something I know that's common no matter where we are, and it's that energy needs absolutely dictate how the economy's going to go. With my education and 15 years in the electric utility industry, I understand clearly the need for safe and reliable electricity. As an Oregonian, I see our state's direction and believe that the Energy Facility Siting Council's role in meeting its obligations will continue to be critical for our state to provide the necessary services for our citizens and businesses. If you accept my nomination, I assure you that I will work diligently to fulfill my roles and responsibilities. Again, I apologize for not being present in person. Thank you for your consideration.
Well, thank you very much for joining us from so far away. Did we have any questions for Ms. Grail? Okay. Marcy, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again for taking on this important position, and enjoy the rest of your convention.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Katie Jeremiah to the Governing Board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And after we've heard from her, we'll be calling the two appointees to the Ethics Commission. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Katie Jeremiah. I live in Eugene, and I am a business owner of a second-generation family business called Aggregate Resource Industries that's based in Springfield. I co-own and operate that alongside my brother. I also am of counsel for a law firm in Lake Oswego called Jordan Ramis, and I specialize in mining issues and helping contractors through their legal matters. And I also serve as vice chair on the board of directors for the Oregon Concrete and Aggregate Producer Association, which represents all of the aggregate producers and concrete producers throughout our state. My formal education is in engineering. I received a Bachelor of Science from Oregon State University in Construction Engineering Management and a law degree from Lewis and Clark Law School with a certificate in Business and Environmental Law. And my initial contacts with Dogami staff and my contacts over the past several years, I've developed a great relationship with them and really appreciate the technical expertise of their staff. And when it was brought to my attention that there was no one on the board that had any representatives from industry on the board, I really wanted that opportunity. And when this came about, I put my name forward. And it's my hope that I can provide a balanced perspective from industry in aiding Dogami in its mission. And if you have any further questions, I'd be happy to answer those. Thank you.
Okay. Did we have any questions for Ms. Jeremiah?
Okay, my only question is how can you possibly have time to do all the things you're already doing?
It's that
and
important.
Add one more.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing. I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Richard Burke and Charles Lee to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. And after we've heard from them, we'll be calling Mullen Patel next.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and whoever wants to go first, just go right ahead.
Political order.
What's that?
Political order.
Yep, okay. I guess it'll be me. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, good afternoon. It is good to see you all again. It is also an honor to be nominated to this important position. I'm truly humbled, and I thank you for your time and consideration. My name is Richard Burke. I live in Beaverton, am a graduate of Portland State University, and I've lived in Oregon since 1987. Since 1993, I have been elected to two local school committees in the Beaverton School District and have been elected to the Tualatin Valley Water District Board of Commissioners 5 times. During my years of service, I have gained a fuller appreciation of the importance of integrity and transparency in government. I have received basic training in state ethics laws from the Special District Association of Oregon. Over the years, and in consultation with attorneys, I have also trained citizen activists in Oregon and Washington regarding the basics of state ethics laws. This is a fascinating area of governance to me. If appointed to this position, I pledge to you that I will work hard to learn what I need to know quickly, honor my oath of office, act impartially, work constructively with staff and other board members, and work to justify your faith in me as I do my best to serve the people of Oregon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I think we'll hear from both of you before we open it up for questions.
Good afternoon, Senator Rosenbaum and senators. My name is Chuck Lee, and I reside in Kaiser, Oregon. And I'd like to be on the Ethics Commission because I am a very, very firm believer in community service. I currently am the president of Mountain West Career Technical Institute, and what we do is we bring resources to the table that the public schools don't have. We raise monies from foundations, corporations, business industry, government, and other entities, and we have provided a $16 million project out there, and we lease it to the school district for $1 a year for CTE programs. So that's what I'm doing now. But prior to that, I came to Salem 20 years ago and helped start Blanchette Catholic High School here in this community. And I've always believed that community service is essential, especially for young people, and made it a requirement that if they're going to graduate, they needed to perform community service. And for me, I've really wanted to model that for the students that I had. So as a result, I served for 7 years on the Kaiser City Council, and then I've been elected to my third term on the same Kaiser School Board. So I believe firmly in community service, and over the years as an elected official, I've come to really appreciate the role of the Ethics Commission in government, the roles and responsibilities. I have a high level of respect for that, and I'm very honored to be nominated for this position, and would appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both. I'm sure you're aware that we're expanding the Ethics Commission, and with you two being added, I think there will be a full complement, and I know that the current members, including one that we recently confirmed, are looking forward to having reinforcements. So, did we have any questions for Mr. Burke or Mr. Lee?
Okay.
I don't see any, so we will thank you again for being willing to serve, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Mullen Patel to the Oregon State Lottery Commission. And welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, and senators and members of the committee. My name is Mullen Patel. I live in Lake Oswego, Oregon, with my wife and 2 children. I currently work at OHSU. I'm the Director of Financial Planning and Treasury. I'm truly honored that Governor Brown has nominated me for this position. My parents moved to John Day, Oregon when I was 4 years old. and I grew up in rural eastern Oregon working in the small family business that they started. I have a career that spanned multiple industries, but I've always been involved in finance and strategic planning. I have an undergraduate degree in finance from the University of Oregon and an MBA from Cornell University. I would like to support the state of Oregon and our communities through services on the Lottery Commission. The Lottery Commission has a long-standing history of giving back to the community, and the issues at the heart are the ones that I don't take lightly. I pride myself on approaching complex issues with great deliberation and thoughtfulness, and I would look forward to the opportunity to use this approach in service to the Commission and the state. I understand the Commission needs to strike a balance between financial and social issues through thoughtful governance. As a result of my background and experience, I believe in supporting Oregon's rural communities, enhancing education, and developing our youth. By serving on the Lottery Commission, I could help further its mission in the service of Oregon. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to take on an important and challenging assignment. Are there any questions for Mr. Patel? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Charlene McGee and Rebecca Hernandez, who's going to be joining us by phone, to the Oregon Medical Board. And Charlene, I know your son is here with you, and I think he actually goes to school in my district. So if you'd like to come forward with your mom, that would be great.
You got to point him to something.
Yeah. Okay, do we have Rebecca Hernandez on the phone?
I am on the phone. Thank you very much.
Yes. Hi, thanks for joining us. And this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. I just opened a hearing on your appointment and that of Charlene McGee to the Oregon Medical Board. And since I know you're in the middle of something, we'll hear from you first. Rebecca, just tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on the medical board.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I have a background in education. I actually currently work at George Fox University. Associate Vice President, I specifically work on diversity initiatives and faculty development. I have a PhD from Oregon State University in human development and family studies, where I actually have focused in on family interventions and health and community development. So I'm really committed to healthcare access for folks, and I've been working on that in terms of study and research for a while. I live in Kaiser, Oregon, and have really enjoyed living in Oregon for about 20 years, but just a brief 6 years out of state in Indiana. But I'm glad to be back in Oregon, where I've been for a very long time. So that's a little bit about me. I don't know if you have any specific other questions about my background.
Well, we'll find out. So, do we have any questions for Ms. Hernandez? Okay, Rebecca, I don't see any questions for you. If you want to stay on the phone while we hear from Charlene McGee, you're welcome to, or we can let you go.
I think I'm going to get off the call.
Okay, great.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you so again. And welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. So good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. So my name is Charlene McGee, and I'm a resident of Northeast Portland. So I refer to myself as a Liberian Oregonian. I was born in Liberia and have lived in Oregon for 20 years and then left and moved to Liberia for 2 years and back in Oregon. I'm a proud alum of Oregon State University, and I'm currently employed with Multnomah County Health Department as a Deputy Refugee Health Coordinator, where I lead the countywide strategy around refugee and immigrant health. So my 15-year public health career has allowed me to work on improving clinical and quality initiatives, leading health systems transformation, and addressing health equity. My aspirations have been driven by a continuous effort to improve health disparities through a public health and social justice lens for low-income and underserved and underprivileged communities within both rural and urban parts of Oregon. My professional civic responsibilities have afforded me the opportunity to work in multiple jurisdictions and internationally with coordinated care organizations, community-based organizations, and healthcare providers. I possess a unique blend of professional educational knowledge coupled with lived experience that have provide me an ability and competency to successfully serve as the public member for the Oregon Medical Board. I'm happy to answer any questions, and I thank you for your consideration.
Okay, well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Did you want to introduce your son?
I'll allow him to introduce himself.
Or he could introduce himself. Okay.
tell us a little about yourself.
Hello? Oh.
Start with your name.
For real? Oh. My name is Alonzo McGee. I am the son of Charlene McGee. And I go to Richmond Elementary, and I learn Japanese.
Great. Well, I happen to live right across the street from your school, so I've been there and toured the school, and I know that, and what grade are you in?
Third.
So I bet that you've been going there since you were in kindergarten, am I right?
Preschool.
Preschool, and so by this time you're probably pretty fluent in Japanese because I know all the students who go there study Japanese every day. Would you like to say anything in Japanese?
I can say a sentence with my name and everything.
Okay.
Boku no namae wa Arize kun. Namae wa nan desu ka?
And what does that mean?
It says, my name is Arize, what's your name?
I don't know if any of our senators can equal your fluency, but that's great because it's a great school, and you'll probably be going on to, I think, Tabor Middle School and then to Senator Ferrioli's alma mater at Grant. So we just graduated, I think, the first class of kids a few years ago that had gone all the way through from the very beginning, and you're developing a lot of language skill as well as getting a great education. So thank you both for being here. Yes, Senator Burdick.
Je m'appelle Jenny. Comment tu t'appelles? That was French. My name is Jenny. What is your name?
No, this is Liberia, not Cote d'Ivoire.
It's next door.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. McGee or for Arinze?
I have a sunny question. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Where were you born in Monrovia? I spent a lot of time in Liberia. Where were you born in Monrovia or where? Yeah.
I was born in Monrovia.
Okay. I lived in Monrovia for a long time.
You'll have to respect to this.
You'll have to talk. Offline. Okay. Well, thank you both for being here. Thank you, Ms. McKay, for taking on this assignment. And we will let you go. So I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Ellen Voss to the Board of Medical Imaging. And after we've heard from her, we'll be calling Tracy Erfling.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Good afternoon, and thanks for waiting so patiently. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. The young Mr. McGee will be a tough act to follow. Senators, my name is Ellen Voss, and I currently live in Lake Oswego. I'm a practicing attorney in downtown Portland, and my primary practice area is in healthcare. I handle medical malpractice lawsuits, and I represent nurses, physicians, chiropractors, and pharmacists and pharmacies in front of the various regulatory and licensing boards. I believe my experience and understanding of how those licensing boards and regulatory boards work will be beneficial to the Board of Medical Imaging, and I would be honored to serve.
Great. Did we have any questions for Ms. Voss? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you for taking on the assignment.
Thank you.
And I will close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Tracy Erfling to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine. And after we've heard from her, we'll be calling Peggy Steele. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Senator Rosenbaum and senators of the committee. It is an honor to be presenting myself to you and in the good company of all these other nominees. There's a lot of experience. And by my count, I'm about halfway through the docket here, so... I'm Dr. Tracy Erfling, and I have come here today from Astoria in Clatsop County in order to seek nomination to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine. While I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, I have spent most of my life in Oregon. I attended Willamette University, across the street here in Salem, then went to the National University of Natural Medicine in Portland, and finally settled in Astoria. I have been the only practicing naturopathic doctor in this rural community for over 15 years. It was only in the last year that three naturopaths came to finally join me there, which I've been delighted to have them. I really adore living in a small town, and I think I've accomplished a rewarding balance in my career. Between the freedom to practice on my own terms at my general family private practice and in my work at the Clatsop County Health Department, where it is necessary to conform to the rules and regulations laid out by the federal and state programs that fund our contraceptive care that I offer there, I think the unique perspectives these two practices offer will be an asset. It is with this perspective and balance that I look forward to having influence over the naturopathic profession. I have a good deal of board experience in my local community, and I look forward to the challenge of doing the same work for the naturopathic community. I appreciate your time and consideration, and I sincerely hope my service will be of value not only to the naturopathic community, but also to the state of Oregon. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Did we have any questions for Dr. Erfling? I don't see any, so thank you again. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Peggy Steele to the Nursing Home Administrators Board. After we hear from her, we'll be calling Megan Flyer. Good afternoon, and thanks for your patience. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Senator Rosenbaum and committee members. My name is Peggy Linnell Steele. I am from Madras, Oregon, Jefferson County, District 30. I am here today to serve as a nominee for the Governor-appointed Nursing Home Administrators Board. Chair Rosenbaum and Senate Rules Committee members, professionally I am a licensed nursing home administrator and a certified assisted living administrator. I currently serve on the Oregon Geriatric Society Education Committee and also the Oregon Geriatric Society's Public Policy Committee. I am currently a private in-home agent for a 90-year-old elder. I am a full-time gerontology student, graduating with my fourth degree on December 2016. I currently hold a master's degree in business and a bachelor's degree in healthcare administration. I worked myself up the ranks to student RN, and then I changed careers and became an administrator in long-term care. I have worked in long-term care for 10 years. Two of those years, I was the executive director and the nursing home administrator for our multi-facility campus in Madras, consisting of 82 assisted living apartments, 20 skilled nursing units, and 12 independent living apartments. It was at this time that I developed my skills and knowledge of the Oregon administration regulations. I spent 2 years assisting staff and managers in understanding these regulations and the state's interpretation of each OAR and the QIS survey tools. Applying these OARs, development of programs, policies, and procedures such as but not limited to ethics and compliance, fire, life and safety, infectious control, and the emergency preparedness policies and procedures. I learned what it takes to successfully operate a nursing home. I was able to turn around this facility and bring the CMS score from a one-star facility to a three-star facility in less than a year. The Assisted Living and Memory Care Facility was awarded the Bronze Baldrige Award of Excellence for the first time in the campus history. I want to serve as a member of the Nursing Home Administrator Board to oversee and advise on a wide range of issues that affect Oregon's approximately 146 nursing homes and the welfare of approximately 8.3 million people over the age of 65 by 2020, and approximately 62,000 Oregonians diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease by 2030. I want to assist in the administration and the enforcement of various Oregon administration regulations to provide advice and recommendations concerning the licensure standards, curricula for schools, and the standards for professional and industry practice. I not only will bring to this board required skills and knowledge, but a calm and competent temperament. My professional accomplishments have allowed me to strengthen my ability to be a systems thinker, to design solutions and foster collaboration throughout the healthcare continuum. Many of my colleagues have described me as a person having the ability to bring people together for a common goal, and that I sincerely do show that I value other people's qualities and contributions. These skills make me a qualifiable nominee to serve on the Nursing Home Administrators Board, and most of all, I want to help. Senator Rosenbaum and Senate Rules Committee members, thank you for this opportunity as a nominee for the governor-appointed Nursing Home Administrators Board. I am open for any questions.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve and lend your expertise. Did we have any questions for Ms. Steele? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. So I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Megan Flyer to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council. And after we've heard from her, we'll be calling Wayne Monfries. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Hi. So hi, I'm my name Megan Flyer. He shawash ili. Hayumasi postiskum uksan. So, hi, my name is Megan Flyer. I am a tribal member of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. And thank you for coming here today and for the opportunity to speak in front of you. To give you an idea of my educational background, I graduated from Stanford with a bachelor's in Earth Systems, focusing on the oceans field, and followed with a master's of professional science from the University of Miami, studying marine affairs and policy. I have been working for my tribe now as an environmental resources specialist for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. And that involves a lot of varying responsibilities, as you will find with most tribal staff members. But one of those is ocean policy and management. So in the past 2.5 years, I've been involved with numerous different ocean management entities. Some of those are the Oregon Marine Debris Alliance, the West Coast Ocean Acidification and Hypoxia Panel, and the West Coast Ocean Partnership and West Coast Regional Planning Body. And in the last year, I've been acting as the Interim Tribal Caucus facilitator slash organizer for both the West Coast Ocean Partnership and the West Coast Regional Planning Body. So I have a decent experience for working with tribes and on ocean policy. And the reason I would like to serve on the Ocean Policy Advisory Council is really because I love the water. The water is my home. And I don't expect everyone else to love it as much as I do, but if I can better the relationship between people and the coastline and the oceans and show them that it deserves respect. Our elders teach us often to plan for 7 generations in the future, so I challenge you, senators, plan 7 generations ahead. That is my day-to-day. And to care for the environment because you're a part of it, and if you help it, it helps you. So that is the legacy that I intend to carry on and the reason I want to be on this council.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing your background and for a very eloquent statement. Did we have any questions for Ms. Flyer? Okay.
I couldn't plan today, so I'm not going to even try for 7 minutes. I get it, though, young lady.
It's a challenge.
Thank you again. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Wayne Monfries to the OHSU Board of Directors. And next we'll be calling Nicole Goster. Thanks for your patience. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Co-Chair Ferrioli, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Wayne Monfries, and I'm a resident of Portland, Oregon. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to be considered as a nominee for OHSU's Board of Directors. As background, I'm originally from New York. I'm a graduate of Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., where I currently serve on the school's McDonough School of Business Board of Advisors. I began work in public accounting and earned my CPA license, and then went on to work for 12 years at Mars Incorporated in both New Jersey and England in the U.K. Then I came to Nike in Oregon, where I am currently the Vice President and Chief Tax Officer. A 9-year resident of Oregon, I have previously served on the board of the First Tee of Greater Portland and currently serve on the board of Self Enhancement Inc. in Northeast Portland. OHSU plays an important role in the state's health care as Oregon's only academic medical center, and it would be an honor to help provide strategic guidance on how OHSU meets its statewide mission of bettering the health and well-being of all Oregonians. As a member of the board, I'd approach conversations and decisions in a deliberate, thoughtful way with a focus on what's best for achieving the OHSU mission. I have many years of experience serving in leadership positions for complex organizations, and I believe I can leverage that experience and make a positive contribution to OHSU and the state. Thank you for your consideration to this position, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Did we have any questions for Mr. Monfries? Okay. Well, just thank you for your willingness to serve. OHSU is very important to the state. Okay, we'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Nicole Goster to the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology, and after we've heard from her, we'll be calling James Hill. Welcome. Thank you for your patience. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, I wanted to start by thanking you for this opportunity today. My name is Nicole Goster, and I'm a management and marketing student at Oregon Tech and a nominee for the student position on the Oregon Tech Board of Trustees. This is a huge honor to me as an Oregon resident growing up in Roseburg and as someone who has considered Oregon Tech to be my second home for the past few years. I value Oregon Tech and its uniqueness as a university and the opportunity to sit on this board. I have experienced professional settings in and out of classrooms and can provide a well-rounded, logical, and realistic student approach. I take pride in the university and giving back to it and believe that one of the strongest places to make a great school even better starts with the Board of Trustees. I'm honored to have been considered and genuinely believe that as a dedicated, involved student, I can help the board shape Oregon Tech in the same positive manner that it has shaped me. And thank you again for your consideration.
Well, thank you for taking on being the student member of this board, in addition to, I'm sure, being very busy in school and your other activities. Did we have any questions for Ms. Goster? Okay, I don't see any questions, so we'll let you go.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing. And next, open a public hearing on the appointment of James Hill to the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. And after we've heard from him, we'll be calling Judith Marvin and Douglas Schumacher. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Welcome. I'm sorry.
I know it's been a long day.
Senator Rosenbaum in the committee. My name is James Hill, and I live in Portland. However, I feel I represent all of Oregon, as I was raised in Klamath Falls. So I'm a nominee for the position of the parole board. I gained experience through 5 years working at the Oregon Youth. I don't know what it's called now, the Oregon Youth Authority in Woodburn. I worked there for 5 years, 3 years as a state parole and probation officer, and 22 years as a federal probation officer. My specialty was resource development for the District of Oregon. Whenever a PO anywhere in the state needed a resource, I would find it for him, whether it was housing, drugs, mental health, anything. I bring a different perspective as far as supervision, and I think that's what I would add to the board is resources and a supervision, and adding my knowledge with the diversity of the communities have changed, and I'm aware of that, and I think I would bring a different positive thinking and fair decision making to the board.
Okay, thank you. Did we have any questions for Mr. Hill?
Okay, well,
sorry, my throat.
No, no problem. It's been a long afternoon, and also I was just going to say that I know we've recently expanded the parole board, and I'm sure they're looking forward to having a full complement of members, so I thank you for taking this on. It sounds like you've got a great background.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Judith Marvin and Douglas Schumacher to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors. They should both be here, and our next person we'll call after we hear from them will be Tricia Elmer. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently. I'm sure it's interesting to hear from all of these good folks, and we're looking forward to hearing from you as well.
Go ahead. No, go first.
Okay. Guess I'll go then. Thank you, Senators. My name is Doug Schumacher. I'm a practicing physician, practicing gastroenterology with the Oregon Clinic in Portland. I've been nominated to serve as a physician member on the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. I'm a native Oregonian. I've never lived outside the state. Graduated from Banks High School in Banks, Oregon. Also attended college across the street at Willamette, where I graduated with a degree in biology before attending OHSU, where I completed my medical training both in internal medicine and in gastroenterology. I started private practice 15 years ago with the same group. I developed a passion for patient safety and quality early on in my career. I served as the quality assurance director for our group for about 10 years, where I developed a program where we began to monitor quality in endoscopy so that we could find out exactly what we were doing and how we might improve. When I was approached with the opportunity to serve on the Oregon Patient Safety Commission, I jumped at the chance to apply my passion and skills in this field to the broader state of Oregon. I appreciate your time. It's an honor, and I'm humbled by this opportunity. And thank you again for your time and consideration.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Judy Marvin. My mother would be thrilled to see the Judith appear, but I do go by Judy. I'm a physician and obstetrician gynecologist. I've been in medicine since I graduated from nursing school at the age of 20. I subsequently went to medical school. I practiced in a private practice setting. I practiced in an employed provider setting, and I've worked as a physician leader in a healthcare system administrative position. I currently work for an insurer and also do some clinical practice as well. My opportunity to see medicine from many different points of view, as well as the opportunity to implement a patient safety program here actually at Salem Hospital has led me to the overwhelming conclusion that I may be a fantastic physician or not, but the care that my patients receive really is dependent on the work of everybody. So it's a systems system of care that really impacts what happens to our patients. And so for that reason, I'd be very honored to serve on the Oregon Patient Safety Commission.
Great. Well, thank you both. Did we have any questions for Dr. Marvin or Dr. Schumacher? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again.
Thank you again.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Tricia Elmer to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. And while she's getting settled, the next person we're going to be calling is John Rexford.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. My name is Trish Elmer, and I currently reside in Silverton, Oregon. I am a native Oregonian. I have a bachelor's degree from Portland State University in Human Services. I am a parole and probation officer. I have been for 20 years. For the last 10 years, I've been a supervisor. Currently, I supervise a women's residential treatment program. And because of my vast experience over the 20 years, I feel like I am a great nomination for the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Thank you for your time.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to take this on. It can be certainly an intense and important assignment. Did we have any questions for Tricia Elmer? No. Okay. Thank you again. And I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of John Rexford to the Quality Education Commission. Is he here in the room? Oh, he's joining us by phone. I'm sorry. Okay. We'll have him in a minute. Hi. Is this John Rexford?
It is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, chair of the committee on the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. Here in Salem with me are Vice Chair Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Jenny Burdick, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Lee Beyer. And I've just opened an appointment hearing on your appointment to the Quality Education Commission. So if you'd like to briefly tell us about your background and why you'd like to serve, please go ahead.
Certainly, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli, and committee members. I'm seeking appointment to the Quality Education Commission. I am currently the superintendent of the High Desert Education Service District here in Central Oregon. Prior to my current work, I spent 26 years in several K-12 school districts across the state in a variety of business and support positions, ending as the deputy superintendent of Ben Lapine Schools. Both of my degrees, ironically, though, are in business. I actually returned to school mid-career to gain my educational credential. My work in school finance started when we had to pass local levies every year to open school. I went through the safety net days and then through the development of the post-Measure 5 school funding formula. I'm a passionate advocate for public education and the children and families we serve, and I thank you for your time and consideration.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions for Mr. Rexford? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you. Again, we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing, and the full Senate will be voting tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Have a good day. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Diego Conde to the Oregon Racing Commission. After we've heard from him, we'll be calling Jacob Espinoza. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Chair Rosenbaum, senators of this honorable committee, I am Diego Conde, and I come to you from the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico by way of Happy Valley, Oregon, which I call home since 2010. I'm a trial attorney in Portland. I'm a husband. I'm a father of two wonderful kids under the age of three, so no, I haven't slept in 3 years. In honoring my three-year-old daughter, I am the newest board member of the Northwest Down Syndrome Association. I'm both proud and humble in presenting myself as a nominee for the Oregon Racing Board. From a toddler age in Puerto Rico, I walked the backstretch of our horse track, learning about the sport, the business, and its players. I quickly became passionate about an industry that is full of pageantry and excitement, as well as hard, back-breaking work, an industry that unites the Queen of England, the Sheikh of Dubai, and a slew of celebrities with a multitude of dignified, hardworking, blue-collar individuals that put the show together. I volunteered this great state my experience as a racehorse owner for 14 years and as an advertising consultant for the sport. I volunteered my cultural background to an industry filled with thousands of Hispanic workers, including trainers, jockeys, and farm workers. I'm confident that my passion for the sport, my knowledge of the intricate workings of the industry, and my legal acumen will provide the Racing Board with tools to promote and uphold its mission in furtherance of the interests of the citizens of our state. I'm open to any questions.
Great. Do we have any questions for Mr. Conde? So did you say you own it, and you also own a racehorse?
I own several, two racehorses and a brood mare in Kentucky.
Ah, wow. Yep. So a triple crown in your future?
Hopefully.
Okay, well, thank you for being willing to serve on the Racing Commission as
you.
Well as your professional and family duties.
Thank you so much.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Jacob Espinoza to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board. And when we've heard from him, we'll be calling Nia Ray. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. My name is Jacob Espinoza. I am originally from the Southwest, but I have made my way up to the Northwest, where I call home. And I am from Bend, Oregon, so I serve Central Oregon through the St. Charles Health System. I'm the manager for the both Bend and Redmond sleep centers. And I'm very interested and excited to be part of this licensing board, because when I came here and went through the process, I appreciated and respected the high standards that were set forth for the respiratory therapists and the sleep technologists. So I would like to be part of that.
Great. Well, do we have any questions for Mr. Espinoza? Well, thank you for bringing your own experience and expertise to this board.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Nia Ray as the director of the Department of Revenue. And thank you for waiting all afternoon so patiently, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and fellow Senate committee members, it is a pleasure to be nominated for this position. I have had the opportunity to meet many of you, communicated with some of you via email, and I have been warned that this position is not for the faint of heart. However, I intend to stick with it and am still excited about the prospect. My most recent position was running the Department of Revenue in Missouri. That department is similar in scale and scope to the Department of Revenue in Oregon. Roughly 1,100 members are committed to the organization. We collect roughly $12 billion annually in general revenue. A few differences: we do collect a state sales tax, and the Department of Revenue in Missouri also runs the DMV. So, yeah, I'm a busy lady. I am responsible.
Giving me ideas.
We are responsible for roughly 178 license offices, licensing numerous dealers, registering vehicles, and collecting sales tax on those vehicles. So I'm actually excited about focusing on tax and tax alone. So it will hopefully be a very positive experience for all involved. I am an attorney by trade. I've spent the last 15 years in Missouri. I love my state. I will have many fond memories of my state. However, with any great relationship, you know, you move in different directions. And so I am looking forward to transitioning to Oregon and becoming an Oregonian.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Can't resist better.
Okay, check. Senator Farioli, have at it.
The Missouri state. Is that not called the Show Me State?
It is called the Show Me State.
And what do we want you to show us?
Collections?
No, show us. The money.
The money, okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for indulging my whimsy. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Any other questions?
So I'm going to be sunny and optimistic being the revenue here. I think she'll do a fine job.
Well, thank you, Senator.
And I'm sure, Senator Boqvist, if you're still serving on the Revenue Committee, you'll have plenty of chances to hear from Ms. Ray in her new position.
Well, Robert, I'm going to be thinking about these DMV overhauls here.
That is very unusual, isn't it?
There are other states that do the same, but, you know, as a former director of that organization, they are two very disparate operations. So you're constantly kind of turning the hat around.
Right.
And so it works on, clearly it works on some level. But I am excited about wearing one hat.
Absolutely.
For a while.
Okay. And
I was only pointing out that some people think our DMV is pretty desperate anyway, so quit.
Senator Burdick is also a former chair of our Legislative Revenue Committee, so okay. I'm sure you've had a chance to meet. Okay, well, thank you again, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you have another question?
Well, there are multiple former chairmen of the Revenue.
Yeah, including Senator Farioli.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Farioli. That must have been before my time.
It was, ma'am, but I can show you how to cut taxes. It's not a problem.
Okay, well, we have a stellar committee up here. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And I will close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Danny Santos to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University. And after we've heard from him, we'll be calling the State Library Board. Welcome.
Madam Chair and Vice Chair Farioli, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Danny Santos, a resident of Salem, Marion County, proud alum of Southern Oregon University, and my wife is an alum as well. I'm also proud to say that the new president of Southern Oregon University, Linda Schott, is with us today in the back there. So it's a great welcome to her. I also want to just say that from my materials, I hope you recognize that I have a passion for education, being starting school without knowing English, working my way through not just the educational system, but Southern Oregon University gave me a great number of tools and opportunities to move forward in my career and become more of an advocate for education policy and activities. I got my JD from Willamette University across the street. Unlike Representative Kopp, she's going to take on things before she retires. I am retiring today and hopefully taking this on. So this will be a great adventure, and I'd be open to any questions.
Okay, thank you. Did we have any questions for Mr. Santos? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so congratulations and thank you. And I'll close that public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Julie Curtis and Lori Wemsley to the State Library Board. And after we've heard from them, we'll be calling Travis Hampton. Good afternoon, and thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Do you want to go first?
Okay. Chair Rosenbaum and committee members, I'm Julie Curtis. I live in Salem, and I'm the Public Information Manager for the Oregon Department of State Lands. I've been with that agency about 11 years. I worked previously for Travel Oregon for 15 years as the Assistant Director and 2 years at Business Oregon as the Marketing Manager. I've loved my work as a state employee. I've worked almost 30 years for the state, and as a fifth-generation Oregonian, it's an honor for me to be serving in the roles that I've had in state government. I was raised in Eugene, and I have a BA in linguistics from the University of Oregon, though I did live in Eastern Canada during college years for a few years. Starting in 2011, I served for 2 terms on the State Library's Government Research Services Advisory Council, where I learned a great deal about the important services that the library provides for state employees and state government, including the legislature. My goal is to bring a communications perspective to the State Library Board and really help the organization communicate more effectively with its constituency and be the best that it can be for state government. And I appreciate you considering my nomination. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and senators. It's an honor to speak with you today, and I appreciate the opportunity. My name is Dr. Lori Wamsley, and I am the library director at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. I've been a librarian and library educator for about 15 years now, and been involved with several different organizations like the Oregon State Library, the Oregon Association of School Librarians, and AnswerLand, our statewide online reference service. So I hold master's degrees in library science, a second master's in information technology and design, and a PhD in education. I definitely could not have achieved those degrees without the help of librarians and libraries. I think the more important thing, though, is I've been a lifetime library patron, and my fondest memory is going to the library as a young child with my mom. And so I think what I would like to bring to the State Library Board is the opportunity for Oregon citizens to continue to have that amazing service that I got to experience all those years. So thank you.
Thank you both. And did we have any questions for Dr. Wamsley or Ms. Curtis? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Travis Hampton to the Superintendent of State Police. And next, after we've heard from him, we'll be calling Lisa Gaines.
Thank you and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferroli, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Major Travis Hampton. Since July 1st, I've had the honor of serving as the Acting Superintendent of the Department of State Police with the retirement of Superintendent Rich Evans and the appointment of duties by Governor Kate Brown. Quickly on my experience and interest, I began my career with the Oregon State Police at the age of 19, hired as an enforcement cadet in 1990. Since that time, I've had the opportunity to serve as both a trooper and a supervisor in the agency's 3 largest enforcement divisions, patrol, fish and wildlife, and criminal investigations. As a command staff member, which has spanned over 16 years, I have managed both urban and rural operations. I served as a lieutenant over our Portland area operations for over 4 years. As a captain, I managed agency resources in Central and Eastern Oregon for over 8 years. At the rank of major, I served as the statewide leader for Department Law Enforcement Field Operations for the past 4 years. During my tenure, I've had the opportunity to be physically assigned to the offices of Medford, The Dalles, Coos Bay, Enterprise, Portland, Government Camp, Bend, and for the past couple months in Salem at our agency headquarters. While I am certainly proud of my contributions as a trooper, I am equally committed to serving as an agency champion of professionalism, and service to all our divisions, attentive to the needs of the public, agency partners, legislators, and the governor's office. Having dedicated nearly my entire adult life to this department, I hope to carry all my experiences and lessons learned to the superintendent's position with the confidence I have the service history and reputation as a collaborator to address both the agency's internal and external challenges. If confirmed by the Senate, I hope to be the leader the Oregon State Police deserves, building on the past 85 years of agency service to this great state. So I'm humbled by the opportunity. I thank you for the opportunity, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, did we have any questions for Major Hampton? Go ahead, Senator Boquist.
Thank you. The last three lines in your words, enjoy hiking, riding, and camping. What do you write?
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Boquist, I write mystery novels.
You must have a lot of good materials.
Are there other questions? I'll ask you a question. So can you say anything about the current state of staffing for the state police statewide and where we're at as far as having 24/7 coverage?
Definitely. Chair Rosenbaum, snapshots, since OSP was removed from the gas tax in 1980, we've seen the state's population increase roughly by 50%. Licensed drivers just shy of 50%, and OSP's patrol division has declined by 43%. So we are not 24/7 anywhere in the state. It's even more difficult to provide police services in rural Oregon, east of the Cascades, southern Oregon, where police departments, sheriff's departments do not provide 24-hour service. Other than our OSU, other funded program where we provide 24/7 coverage at the university, we don't have 24/7 coverage anywhere. When I assumed the lieutenant's position in Portland in 2000, I had 55 troopers at my disposal on patrol. We have roughly 20 today in the largest urban areas of our state. Most offices, when you get off the I-5 corridor, Highway 97, 94, can see as low as four troopers at the most covering 20 hours a day. So for the most part, between hours of 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., you call 911 in Oregon on an Oregon highway, you don't have a state trooper to respond. So it is a major issue and a concern, one I hope to collectively address in this building.
Yeah, I know I was reading a story recently about how we're using State Department of Fish and Wildlife enforcement officers in some places to supplement coverage that we don't have, and I was kind of surprised to read that. So it sounds like it continues to be a real challenge to get back to a staffing level that would be adequate for the whole state.
Yes, Chair Rosenbaum, that is, it's a grave concern. Luckily, I am fortunate to have Fish and Wildlife troopers at my disposal. They are Oregon State Police officers, and so you get to rural parts of the state, Northeast Oregon, for example, you call 911 and say you need an officer in an emergency, you're just as likely to have a Fish and Wildlife trooper respond to your home in a pickup as you are a patrol division state trooper or deputy sheriff or police officer from a city.
So, yeah, and, I mean, in some sense, we're lucky we've got that ability, but then they're not able to do other things that they should be doing, too, if
Correct.
They're doing double duty. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for continuing to take on this assignment. It's very important, obviously, to us and the whole state. And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing and voting on it tomorrow.
All right, thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Lisa Gaines to the Sustainability Board. And after we've heard from her, we'll be calling Mamie Carter and Stephanie Gardepi. Welcome. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Oh, thank you very much.
We're looking forward to hearing
from
you.
Madam Chair and Senators, I know it's a long day and I greatly appreciate being here. My name is Lisa Gaines. I have been, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon, where I've lived for the last 26 years when I came here for graduate school at Oregon State University, where I have my master's degree and my PhD. I'm not really sure when I became an Oregonian. I would like to think I became an Oregonian when I lived here 4 years consecutively, the longest place I've ever lived in my entire life, being the daughter of a military officer and a teacher. So, but depending on where I am in Oregon, some people say, maybe you're almost an Oregonian at 26 years. Not quite yet, despite the fact that my children were born here as well. I direct the Institute for Natural Resources at Oregon State University and also located at Portland State University. When it comes to sustainability, I think about it in a couple of ways. Number one, it is a very confusing term for quite a clever concept of thinking about balancing how we're going to progress and live a longer, more healthy life, not only our environment, but our people, our communities, and our economy. And it's very interesting to figure out how do those pieces go together. And what I'm interested in learning about is the story that Oregon has. I think Oregon has a very rich and diverse history in its natural resources, in its communities, in its landscape. And I want to be able to help understand it and learn about what this means for the state of Oregon and actually nationally. I've had the opportunity to serve on some boards locally. I was on the court-appointed support advocates for children in Corvallis, the Willamette Valley Community School. I'm currently the president of the Corvallis Rowing Club, a master's rowing group, and I have served and represented Oregon State University regionally and nationally. And now I'm looking forward to being able to serve my state, not only to learn more about it and think about sustainability, but perhaps to solidify my Oregonian-ness. So with that, thank you for your time and happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, too. I've always thought there should be a naturalized Native Oregonian status that you could apply for here. So do we have any questions for Ms. Gaines? Yes, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for acknowledging that nobody knows what sustainability is, because I chaired that committee 1 year in 1997, and I never knew what it meant. The question of sustainability is intrinsically intriguing. It took us two decades to get from the third millionth Oregonian to the fourth millionth Oregonian. It isn't going to take that long to get to the fifth million Oregonian. And I don't know of anybody planning, or even welcoming that eventuality, although it's coming and it will be here.
Yes.
And so the questions of sustainability are, troublesome, because I look at rural communities that could be sustainable and are not because of our policy. And I look at cities that are not sustainable by any definition because of the tremendous inputs that they're required to sustain them. Mm-hmm. So, you're taking on a tough project. How would you respond to somebody who says, as someone said to me, the big problem in Oregon is the unsustainable cities? How do you respond to that?
Madam Chair and Senator Farioli, to be honest, I don't know how I would respond to that. I think it's such a complex issue as people are thinking about larger populations coming in. How do we keep our active farmlands active without spreading it out and making our cities larger and wider? How do we keep them contained? I would really want to talk to more individuals to figure out what is an Oregonian answer to that. I cannot answer that directly.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I don't see any others, so thank you for your willingness to serve. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Mamie Carter and Stephanie Gardepi to the State Board of Tax Practitioners. And when we've heard from them, then we'll be calling Richard Boyles. Welcome, both of you, to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for listening to all these other good folks so patiently. And whichever of you wants to go first, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Mamie Carter, and I live in Gresham, Oregon. I'm being nominated for the State Board of Tax Practitioners. I've been preparing taxes for over 20 years as a licensed tax consultant and an enrolled agent. I feel that over the last several years, I've been in the industry, but over the last several years, I have a passion for more licensed people into this industry. So I feel that we need to work together to try to change, to get more people active into this profession. And so that's where my passion is. I look forward to serving on the board and using that ability.
Great, thank you.
My name is Stephanie Gardepi, and I live in Springfield, Oregon. My district is number 6. Thank you for being here today to listen to us. This particular board is very important to me, and I'm honored to be nominated. I'm a tax manager for a regional CPA firm by the name of Moss Adams.
I have been with Moss Adams for over 18 years, and I'm one of the first Moss Adams tax managers to be promoted without a CPA license. When I received my tax consultant license in 2000, it opened doors for me within the certified public accounting industry that traditionally would not have happened. That is because I'm not a college graduate. My Oregon tax consultant license solidified me enough to get me in the door and to prove myself. For the last 18 years, I've worked side-by-side CPA professionals. I have been mentored by highly skilled professionals in this field and currently work primarily with small business clients and high-wealth individuals. In 2014, I also received my enrolled agent's license that was issued by the Internal Revenue Service. This license gives me the privilege to represent taxpayers before the IRS. I built a career that I'm proud of, and it all started when the Tax Practitioners Board issued me my license. I strongly believe in this board and the opportunities it gives Oregonians, like myself, to succeed. I would love to be a part of this organization and help keep it successful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you both. Are there any questions for Ms. Carter or Ms. Gardapi?
I just have an answer.
Yes. Go ahead, Senator Bokvist.
This isn't a question because I'm dealing with a couple of issues, and believe it or not, tax policy is likely to be very front row in the legislature here very shortly. And something that's come up recently, and you, I think you sat here and listened to that we have a new Department of Revenue director, if we all vote the right way, which we probably will, okay, just so you know. And one of the things that's come up is the lack of effective communications between the Department of Revenue, the tax practitioners and the board, and the association. And we heard a lot about this in revenue this morning in our hearing. So I would just encourage you, once you're appointed, that, you know, keep in mind if we can improve communications between the various entities of tax practitioners, the association members, and DOR, we'll be able to have a slightly more effective tax policy in the state of Oregon, and everybody will get on board at the same time. So that's just my ask, try and improve communications.
Okay, thank you, Senator Bokvist, for that comment, and thank you both for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Richard Boyles to the Oregon Tourism Commission. And after we've heard from him, we'll be calling Tia Schwartz. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli, Senators of the Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to address you here today about my interest in serving on the Oregon Tourism Commission. My name is Richard Boyles. I'm a native Oregonian. I have an undergraduate degree from the Clark Honors College at the University of Oregon and an MBA from Thunderbird, the American Graduate School of International Management. Professionally, I serve as president of SICAN Development Corporation and Insight Hotel Management Group, headquartered in Springfield. I'm a resident of rural Lane County, where my wife and I own and operate Iris Vineyards and Winery. I've been involved in the hospitality industry as a developer and operator of select service, full service, and extended stay properties for almost 25 years, and I've been involved in agritourism through the operation of our tasting room, the Iris Tasting Room, for about 10. Insight currently operates in Oregon 11 hotels, branded and independent properties. We have three more in our development pipeline. And our hotels are located in four of the seven regions that are recognized and promoted by Travel Oregon. In terms of past and present industry service, I've been a member of Travel Lane County for 15 years, currently serve as vice chair. I'm also a member of the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association Board. During my tenure with Travel Lane County, I gained a strong working knowledge of the value of tourism promotion at the state and local level, and some idea of what works and the metrics by which tourism promotion can be evaluated. My interest in joining the Oregon Tourism Commission is spurred by the desire to help guide Travel Oregon in the thoughtful and effective expenditure of transient room tax in promoting visitation to our state. With the recent increase in the state level transient room tax effective this past July, I see this as a particularly meaningful time to be involved in the work of Travel Oregon. and I believe that I am well prepared to make a strong contribution to the commission. So thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself and describe my interest in serving.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve. Are there any questions for Mr. Boyles? No, I don't see any, so thank you again. Thank you. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Tia Schwartz to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. Good afternoon, and thanks a lot for waiting so patiently. We're looking
You're
forward
welcome.
To hearing from you.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Tia Schwartz, and I'm a certified veterinary technician, and I'm applying for a position on the Oregon Veterinary Medical Exam Board. I believe it's very important to have a certified veterinary technician represented on the Oregon Veterinary Medical Exam Board who can effectively and professionally represent the field of veterinary technology. I have been a CVT for the last 15 years, and I feel my experiences serving on executive boards gives me the qualifications that I need to fulfill this role. I understand the time commitment involved, and more importantly, I understand what it means to serve my community and to serve my profession. I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to appear before you today. I welcome any questions that you might have.
Great. Well, do we have any questions for Ms. Schwartz? I don't see any questions, so thanks again.
Thank you so much.
And okay, I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment. We have two people who will each be joining us by phone. So first, the appointment of Eric Quimps to the Water Resources Commission, and then after we've heard from him and asked questions, we'll be calling the other appointee, Meg Reeves. Hi, is this Eric Quimps?
Yes, it is.
Hi, and this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here in Salem with me are our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Jenny Burdick, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Lee Beyer. And I've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Water Resources Commission. So if you could just repeat your name and then tell us briefly what your background is and why you'd like to serve.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Eric Quimps, and I'm from Adams, Oregon. I'm a nominee for the Oregon Water Resources Commission, Northeast Oregon region. And I've spent most of my life in Oregon, about 45 years of it, and at an early age learned to enjoy its waters, primarily the rivers for fishing and recreation. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Wildlife Science from Oregon State University. Nearly 30 years of natural resource management experience, including 8 years in the U.S. Forest Service, and nearly about 20 years with the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation as both a wildlife biologist and project manager, and about 12 years as its director of the Department of Natural Resources. In terms of water policy experience, I've served on the Integrated Water Resources Strategy Policy Advisory Group, the Senate Bill 839 Task Force, the Columbia River Umatilla Solutions Task Force, and the current Drought Task Force. I've also served on the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board for nearly 8 years, including 5 as co-chair. And I think that was a very valuable experience for me in terms of getting around to all of Oregon and seeing the issues related to watershed management, improvement, water supply, and water quality. Seeing the needs and the issues from the stakeholders' perspectives and learning to operate as a board member in terms of listening to stakeholders and interacting with fellow board members and the great staff that serve OWEB. I enjoyed that process very much, being part of a board and making decisions in that context. I think it's very important that a board or a commission make decisions with integrity, that they have good information that's available to the public and to the board, and that's open and transparent to support decisions. And I appreciate your time and would welcome any questions at this time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Quimps. And Senator Ferrioli has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Quimps, you are bringing, first of all, you are the first Native American appointee to the Water Resources Board, I believe. And as such, you bring a tremendous background from your work with OWEB, from your work as a wildlife biologist, and as a Native American tribal leader. The Umatilla has probably the greatest success rate of balancing the issues on water resources when it comes to fish restoration, irrigation for local communities, recreational use, and just water flow restoration. But one of the issues that I think people are interested in is how will you help us understand tribal sovereignty issues and balance the tribal sovereignty issues and needs with the water resources needs of all of Oregon? Now, that is a nice open-ended question, and I hope you can take a minute to help us understand that.
Okay, well, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senator Ferrioli, for that question. I appreciate the kind comments about both my experience and the tribe here, the Umatilla tribe. And I think what's been important for me personally and professionally and as a manager here is learning to manage for resource use and not just preservation standpoint. And that's been my experience with the U.S. Forest Service and here at the tribe. And we've had a long emphasis of sharing resources and working with others in both the basin and the state. And I think, you know, water is highly valued in tribal culture. That's a perspective that I have some personal experience with and insight on that I think I can share with the commission and its publics with regards to other tribes who have treaty rights in Oregon. I think it's important to understand and respect those and listen carefully to those tribes and understand that context and how that relates to water law and some of the tenets of water law in Oregon, and trying to accommodate those in a manner that doesn't injure existing rights holders. That's a challenge that we all face in so many basins where water is over-appropriated. And that's been our emphasis here. And while I recognize this is not a tribal, Oregon tribal seat that exists on the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. I am applying as an Oregonian. My employer understands that, but I do think my background could help enrich the commission. And in the event that there's any need to remove a conflict of interest or the appearance of conflict of interest, you know, I would use recusal processes to do so. And I hope that's helpful in addressing your question.
It's absolutely a very more than satisfactory answer, particularly the issue of balancing protection of natural resources with utilization of natural resources. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli. Are there any other questions for Mr. Quimps?
No, I like making history.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Quimps, for your willingness to serve. I think you are going to be a great addition to this board. And we will be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing, and then the full Senate will be voting tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and everybody, and have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you.
And next, we've already opened a public hearing on the appointment of Meg Greaves to the Water Resources Commission, and we'll get her on the phone. Hi, is this Meg Greaves?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and we have just heard from the other appointee, Eric Quimps, to the Water Resources Commission, and now we're looking forward to hearing from you briefly about why you want to serve and a little about your background.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee, and thank you also for allowing me to do this appearance by phone. I do appreciate that. So I'm Meg Reeves, and I'm a nominee to the Water Resources Commission. I live in Corvallis. I've lived there for 35 years. I retired about a year and a half ago as general counsel of Oregon State University. I had worked at the university for about 13 years. And before that, I spent roughly 13 years working in the area of natural resources for the state. I was an assistant attorney general in the natural resources section of the Department of Justice for 10 years, and for 3 years, I was the deputy director of the Water Resources Department. And I'm excited about this potential opportunity for service on the commission because I have a long-standing interest in the policy issues that arise in the context of water management. I also have a background in the regulatory environment in which the department operates and, in broad terms at least, the challenges that it faces. And I also have a long-standing commitment to public service, which I think my work history demonstrates. So I would like to continue to serve in this policy area where I think I can make a real contribution and that I see as vital to the state and its people. So in a nutshell, that's who I am and why I'm interested, and I'm happy to try to answer any questions the committee may have.
Okay, well, thank you for taking this on in your retirement. And do we have any questions from committee members? Senator Farioli.
Madam, with just curiosity, who was the director to whom you served as deputy director?
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli, I started in the department when Martha Pagel was director, and when I left, Paul Cleary. So I think I was about a year and a half with each of them.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, I don't see any other questions for you, so we will be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing, and tomorrow morning the full Senate will meet and be voting on all these appointments. So thank you for your willingness to serve, and we'll let you go about your day.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Alan Hartley to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And you are our second to the last appointee, and we're very much looking forward to hearing from you.
Very briefly, I'm sure. My name is Alan Hartley. I live in Gresham, Oregon. I'm a lifetime Oregonian. For the last 25 years, I worked for Sherry's Restaurants, a restaurant chain, centered in home headquartered here in Beaverton, Oregon. I'm currently the Vice President of Financial and Employee Services at Sherry's, where one of my responsibilities is to manage workplace safety, to keep our employees from getting injured. But on the flip side, when accidents happen and people become injured, to get those people back to work, to make sure that they're taken care of, and to get them back in behind to being productive citizens again. I find an interesting role, keeping people safe, and then when things happen, to get them back to work. I think it's important to protect employee interests. As an employer, we have a responsibility for them. The employer has to also make sure that's an efficient process. So I look forward to serving as a member of the committee and helping the committee develop and recommend workers' comp policies that will be fair to all and will make our workers' comp system even better than it is.
Great. And do we have any questions? Yes, Senator Beyer.
Well, thank you for being willing to serve on the board. This is one that the legislature looks to a lot to advise us on compromises, if you will, between labor and management. And coming out of the 1990 reforms, that's a long time ago now, almost a quarter of a century, there was great working relationships, and which seems to have broken down a little bit in recent years. The board has seemed to have been having more trouble getting to compromises and more splits. And I think as a result of that, at least my observation is that where the legislature never used to pass anything unless it had the support of MLAC, that's changed. So I just want to alert you to that. Second issue, just one, it's one of my pets. I have observed over the last few years that there is a sense for independent medical reviews that the deck is stacked against injured workers. There's a sense that the insurance companies are hiring them directly, and they're sort of looking there as where the bread is buttered, if you will. I have suggested in the past, and MLAC is currently looking at a system that's similar to the way real estate evaluations are done, which are independent. And I've suggested that to get it a little away, not that the people doing the job are bad, it's just a perception that the system is tilted. I would just bring that up for your thoughts as you joined the board.
You would like my thoughts?
Excuse me?
You'd like my thoughts?
Have at it.
In my capacity, I work in multiple states' workers' comp systems, California, Washington heavily, and Oregon. Despite your concerns, Oregon has, in my perception, the best working of the three as far as workers' comp system is concerned. It has the most transparent processes, and despite your concerns, I think it works most efficiently. That is not to say that there aren't issues. Anytime you have an adversarial position, no matter how much you want to avoid it, differences will arise. It is important, though, to be fair to both parties, and I think what you have to bring to the table is a sense of fairness to all. And the willingness to compromise is important because every case in workers' comp is different and unique, and concerns arise when there's a perception that the deck is not fair. That is a perception that has to be fought and dealt with, and it's something worth addressing.
Sometimes the perception is as important as the reality.
Absolutely.
Okay, any other questions?
Sunny, aren't we?
Touché.
Okay, I don't see any other questions for you. I will just add that I did serve as a member of the MLAC, I think, really, when it was created originally, and served on it for some years. And it can be challenging, but it also is extremely important, I think, to all of the employers and workers in Oregon to have a successful labor management committee as part of our system. So
that's how I understand.
I'm really glad that you're willing to take this on.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks again. And we'll close the public hearing, and we are down to our last person. So I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Carolyn Alexander to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, and she's joining us by phone. Hi, is this Carolyn Alexander?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon. And we have just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors. So if you'd like to just briefly tell us about why you'd like to serve and a little about your background, you are our very last person to hear from today.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you for allowing me to address you today and for waiting for me until the very end. I'm sure it's been a very long day for you. And I apologize for not being able to be there in person this afternoon.
No problem.
My name is Carolyn Alexander, and I'm a nominee for the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. My career spans two professions. I was one of the first licensed professional counselors in Oregon after the formation of the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists in 1989. After going to law school, I was a senior assistant attorney general for the Oregon Department of Justice for 16 years and defended our professional boards in cases on appeal before the Oregon Court of Appeals of the Oregon Supreme Court. I also was chair of DOJ's Ethics Committee for many years. I'm currently on the State Professional Responsibility Board for the Oregon State Bar, which oversees lawyer disciplines. The regulation of our boards, especially our professional boards, is a vital concern to me. I have a collaborative style and a fair amount of experience working on and with boards. I'm looking forward to participating in policy making and public advocacy as a member of the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. Thank you. If there are questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay. Are there any questions for Ms. Alexander?
Well, thank you.
I don't see any questions for you, so we will thank you. I understand you're in Alaska, and so
we are in Alaska, I'm in the business center in the hotel.
So we understand why you couldn't be here in person, and we really appreciate your taking on this assignment. So enjoy your stay there, and we will be acting on your appointment today and the full Senate tomorrow. Thanks again.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, and I'll close that public hearing. And members, that completes our entire list of appointees for this session. So I am ready to make a motion unless somebody needs to talk to me first.
Yeah, make a motion.
And I'm ready to make a motion. Okay, So I'm opening a work session and moving the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Katie Koba as the Director of the Department of Administrative Services, Nakia Daniels as the Director of Affirmative Action, Don Maziati and Willie Schaffer to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, Aida Aranda, Laura Benedict, Judith Betts, Patrick Davis, and John Gardner to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council, Brian Whiteside to the State Aviation Board, Brad Hendershot to the Behavior Analysis Regulatory Board, Laurel Ashland and Scott McCallum to the Commission for the Blind, Paula Hayes to the Oregon Business Development Commission, Robert Ball to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Christopher Chapman to the State Board of Denture Technology, Colleen Forbes to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Modesta Minthorn to the State Board of Education, Kay Erickson as the Director of the Employment Department, Lisa Umscheid to the Employment Relations Board, Renee Dowlin, Marcia Grail, and Hanley Jenkins II to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Ron Gallinat, Gary Humphreys, and Karen Stratton to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Katie Jeremiah to the Governing Board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Richard Burke and Chuck Lee to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, Roxy Mayfield to the Home Care Commission, Carolyn Alexander and Amy Rees to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Ebony Sloan Clark to the State Board of Licensed Social Workers, Malin Patel, Marty Lynn Satoff, and Raul Valdivia to the Oregon State Lottery Commission, Kevin Callahan to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Derek Frazier, Karsten Hansen, Linda Kennedy, Christopher Miller, and Gerald Scheuerman to the Mechanical Board, Rebecca Hernandez and Charlene McGee to the Oregon Medical Board, Ellen Voss to the Board of Medical Imaging, Tracy Erfling to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine, Peggy Steele to the Nursing Home Administrators Board, Megan Fleer to the Oregon to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council, Wayne Monfries to the Oregon Health Sciences and University Board of Directors, Nicole Galster to the Board of Trustees of Oregon Institute of Technology, Calvin Mukamoto to the State Parks and Recreation Commission, James Hill to the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, Judith Marvin and Douglas Shoemaker to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Linda Pierce to the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Portland, Tricia Elmer to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, Sarah Boley and John Rexford to the Quality Education Commission, Diego Conde to the Oregon Racing Commission, Richard Bonheimer to the Residential and Manufactured Structures Board, Jacob Espinoza to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board, Nia Ray as the Director of the Department of Revenue, Danny Santos to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University, Julie Curtis and Lori Wamsley to the State Library Board, Travis Hampton as the Superintendent of State Police, Lisa Gaines to the Sustainability Board, Mamie Carter and Stephanie Gardapi to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, Stephen Bell, Anne Marie Cheesbro, Liliana Jimenez, Mary McKay, Edward Sage, and Maureen Wolf to the Teachers Standards and Practices Commission, Richard Boyles to the Oregon Tourism Commission, John Goodwin to the Trust for Cultural Development Board, Tia Schwartz to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Eric Quemps and Meg Reeves to the Water Resources Commission, Marshall Guthrie, Betty Comp, and Kelsey Martin to the Board of Trustees of Western Oregon University, Nikki Fisher, Adrian Oakes, and Barbara Spencer to the Commission for Women, Aida Aranda and Alan Hartley to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, and Frank Wall to the State Workforce Investment Board. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Well, thank you, Madam.
Madam Chair.
Senator Farioli.
Since we've had French and Japanese, I think I should inject a Latin phrase called sine precio, meaning without value, which is not to say that the people that we have serving on these boards and commissions offer great value. They do. But the teacher standards and practices is, in my estimation, sine pratio. Madam Chair, I will vote for the motion. I will speak to the motion on the floor. I will not ask for a separation of the en bloc nomination. I would probably vote yes for the en bloc motion. I think the folks that are offering to serve are wonderful. It's a mystery to me how we can have the best place in America for teachers to teach and one of the worst places for students to learn. And I think the TSPC figures into that equation somewhere, and I'm not sure how. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you for your comment. Senator Ferrioli, is there further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and so it only remains for somebody to volunteer to carry this on the floor, because I think everybody's done it. So I think okay, you're volunteering?
Unless you want to do it.
I do not.
Then I will do
okay.
It.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you, Senator Boquist. Will be our
I have done my mark
you
for this.
You have time. Definitely.
One,
I think
two,
you've done it twice
three,
for the
four.
Year.
Right.
Okay, and so we have a carrier, and I'll close the work session. And with nothing further to come before us, members were adjourned.
Sine pratio.
Further to come before us, members were adjourned.
Sine pratio.